Our children have more going on than ever before. So what are parents to do? Melissa in the Morning presents For the Kids, now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
According to national statistics, one out of every five students in America report being bullied. And actually, in today's world, there are so many ways that children can fall victim to bullies. Data showing that the most common forms include verbal harassment, social harassment, physical bullying, and, of course, cyberbullying. It's heartbreaking. So what do you say to your kids in the event that they face a bully in school or at a public park or online? And what happens if your kid ends up being the bully? Ilaria Filippi is here. She is the executive director of the Clifford Beers Community Care Center here in Connecticut. And Clifford Beers helps children recover from adverse childhood experiences, and that can include bullying and other types of abuse. What is the protocol for parents so they can prep their kids in the event that they do face a bully, especially if they've got younger kids who are pretty new to school?
That's a wonderful question. I think that the conversation around bullying really has to start when the kiddos are little, right? As soon as they can understand. Because one of the challenges is that some kiddos don't realize they're being bullied and sometimes internalize what's happening and they feel like it's normal. But I think that the best way to start the conversation is really to have this open line of communication with the kiddos to understand what is going on, how they're sort of relating to their peers, how they're feeling about their peers, talk to them, and if anything is feeling off.
When you talk about identifying being mean to someone, that's something as simple as when your children are toddlers and they throw food on the floor or they grab your hair or they smack or whatever little children will do. Those are, I would think, not only disciplinary moments, but those are teaching moments, right? I mean, that's identifying that this is something mean. You don't hit somebody. Or, hey, what you just said really hurt my feelings. You don't say things like that to people you love.
Yes, absolutely. And some of the behaviors you just described are part of development for children. And so as a parent, when you start saying to your toddler, hey, no, you know what? We don't do that to friends. That doesn't feel good. Let's not pull hair, right? So you're sort of setting up the stage for your family culture to be one of sort of non-aggressive behaviors. You don't tolerate people using sort of language to hurt others. And even at a toddler's age, it gives them the understanding of, hey, okay, this is not something I should be doing. And that's how you set the stage, because at each sort of developmental stage, right, when they're in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, the conversations have to sort of be adapted to the age of the kiddos, because then you have to start introducing how they engage with other kiddos on the playground. And things that happen on the playground that could lead to a kiddo being bullied or a kiddo becoming a bully, right? And you can start talking about being inclusive in games so that kiddos understand that if you're excluding somebody for a specific reason, that might become a bullying situation.
This is one that's so uncomfortable for parents, Ilaria, which is, what if your kid becomes the bully? And none of us want to believe that, right? I mean, these are our children. We love them, and we can never imagine them hurting another child. But once you get past the I can't believe it, we need to get real and normalize this and help parents to make sure that they are equipping their children not to become the bully. How do you help your kids understand? You mentioned inclusion. How do you do that?
So kiddos are sponges, right? And they learn from us when we talk to them. And also, they're always watching us. And one of the things that we have to sort of acknowledge as adults and caregivers, teachers, and people who sort of interact with children, that they're always watching us. And so as a parent, you have to be mindful of how you act around kids, how you talk about other people around kiddos, because they will internalize those messages and interpret them in a way that perhaps we don't want them, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you were saying before, the work around bullying starts at home. That is really the place where you introduce communication around feelings. You help your kiddos sort of become aware that the behaviors they are engaging in cause harm in others. And then there might be times that you realize, whether it's through feedback from the school or from your own observations, where you say, you know what, it feels like somebody else should step in and help me, because the dynamic between my child and me is not sort of good, where I am making positive changes.
Yeah, and Ilaria, this is also kind of a tricky spot. What if your kid's not the one being bullied, is not the bully, but is a person standing by, has friends that are bullies?
Absolutely. And so much of the conversation in our field right now, it's really around getting kids to be upstanding and not bystanding, meaning take a stand when you see something that is not okay. Mm-hmm. And again, like everything else, you start teaching these things when they're little, and you continue the conversation and keep the conversation going when they are older, right? And you give them the tools. You say, when you see a kid who's being excluded, try, you go and play, or get the kiddo to play with you. When you see a kiddo who's doing something that it's not okay to another kiddo, go to the teacher. Try to sort of like say something that's not okay. Get somebody else involved. Mm. And I think that is something that is very important sort of with bullying, is sort of having the conversation with the kiddos on who can you rely on to stop behavior, right?
You create that small village. We are talking to Ilaria Filippi, and she is the executive director of the Clifford Beers Community Care Center here in Connecticut. I want to switch gears, if we can, Ilaria, and go from bullying to child predators. We've heard of too many situations, even in our state, where teachers, coaches, family members, family friends have become a threat to children they're familiar with. So how do we help children voice if something feels uncomfortable by an adult, especially if it's somebody they're familiar with?
This is going to sound redundant, but having the conversation and helping children of all ages become sort of aware of sort of their bubble, and that when somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, it's okay to say it to somebody. Hey, so-and-so is making me feel uncomfortable. Or that something else happened, that whether it's physical touching, or that they've been setting those rules that, so-and-so shouldn't be texting you or calling you. They should talk to, you as a parent first. But that's really
I was going to say, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you're right. I think when it comes to physical, sometimes I think that's a lot easier, as young as, I think since my son has been two, three. You know, we talk about that these are your parts of your body. This belongs to you. And unless it's, you know, us or it's a doctor who we've already approved for to, you know, nobody should be touching you here, you know, whatever. But I think it's harder when you talk about sneaky communication. So, for example, you know, technology is making detecting potential threats so much harder, it feels like today, Ilaria. So, like sports coaches, they create group chats now with their players. Teachers have online portals with their students. And again, I'm not pointing the finger at these entities. We have so many great teachers, great coaches, great leaders to our children. So, I don't want them to feel attacked. But in those rare moments where there are people who we think are incredibly safe and reliable, and they're not, what should we be looking for as signs of inappropriate behavior? Because a lot of times kids may not even detect that this could be a credible threat.
That's the challenge of that question, is that each kid will react differently. And so what I would use as a gauge is if your kid is starting to do things that you haven't noticed, you were not noticing before, that they're different, whether they're isolating or changing interests, things, you know, they become less interested in things they were super interested before, or mood swings. So if you notice changes in the behavior, then you can use that as a gauge of, hey, is something happening? And I'm not saying that it's always one thing, right? But you start the conversation of, like, even in your head, you start saying, hey, something is going on with my kiddo's life and I need to check in and let them get to, you know, some kids might not be able to tell you, but then you can say, well, maybe we could send them to therapy and the therapist can work with the kiddo to build the skills to then disclose whatever is going on. But I think for parents to be involved in the kiddo's life and teenager's life, to be able to notice those changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, too, adults have a good read on other people. You know, like, you can feel a sense of, this doesn't feel normal. I think you can sense that. You can sense when things, like, would you act the way towards a teenager the way that this person is acting towards your child? It should feel to you uncomfortable. Sometimes trusting your instincts as well can certainly go a long way. And Ilaria, I want to thank you for addressing this topic on WACC. If people want to get in touch with the folks there at Clifford Beers Community Care Center, if they want to learn more about the work that you do, I know you have a website, which is Clifford Beers, as in B-E-E-R-S, ClifordBeersCCC.org. So three C's there, ClifordBeersCCC.org. Is there a way that they can call you?
They would call probably the general line, and then we would be able to, we have a number of programs that we'd be able to triage them appropriately. So, and that number is 203-772-1270.
Ilaria, thank you so much. I really appreciate getting your perspective on this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. And again, Ilaria here on WACC talking all about bullying and helping our kids to navigate when they are in those pressuring situations publicly and at school, wherever that may be, including online. Such important information. So thank you, Ilaria.